The arts help us learn more about ourselves as well as the world around us. Theater can be especially powerful for exploring the joys and sorrows of life. This morning we have guests who are dedicated to presenting plays which often go beyond entertainment to address situations both difficult and profound. Carolyn Cook is a luminary in Atlanta theater, an actor, director, and founder of the French theater, Théâtre du Rêve, Theater of the Dream. Ariel Fristo is a founding member and co-artistic director of Out of Hand Theater. Both are here to talk about Blackberry Winter, playing at Actors Express through November 22nd. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Lois.
Well, it is just great to have you both here. The play is by Steve Yockey, but I understand that, Carolyn, you have something to do with the story's development.
Absolutely. Out of Hand Theater invited me, a year and a half or 2 years ago, maybe. I don't know how long ago. Memory is fleeting. To participate in a development process for this play. Steve Yockey was coming in as the playwright on the project, and then Maya Knispel and Joe Sykes were also invited in as actors to work on the project, along with Adam Fristo, a co-artistic director of Out of Hand
Theater. No relation.
Very much so, yes. And we spent some time doing a number of things that built toward the play that Steve wrote. One of those things was talking at great length about my experiences with my mother's dementia and the process of getting a diagnosis of possible Alzheimer's disease, and then living with that, growing with that, changing with that, learning what that brings into both the life of the person who has the diagnosis and the family and friends of that person. So all of that became source material for the play. Steve and Adam also did wonderful research with people at Emory who are researching the neurology of Alzheimer's disease, and social workers who are helping other families with Alzheimer's disease.
So in directing the play, Ariel, you are bringing this breadth of experience. Both you and your husband teach at Theater Emory, don't you?
We do.
And reaching out to the medical school and public health, how does that inform your direction of this? I don't want to say little in terms of stature, but intimate play.
Well, it's one of the hallmarks of our work at Out of Hand that we love to collaborate with scientists. And this is something we've done a number of times over the past 10 years or so. Our great passion is developing new work, and we find the world of science to be the most fertile ground for our projects. But, you know, we're not just looking to tell the public about science that's going on in the labs that they might not know about. We're also looking to deal with the subjects that are most important and closest to our community's hearts. And so when we got this, it was actually a scientist at Emory, David Lynn, who's the chair of the chemistry department, who came to us, and we've worked with him on a couple of projects before, and said, I'd like you guys to do something about Alzheimer's disease. And he sort of introduced us to people at Emory in the research and healthcare departments. And once we started looking at the subject, we thought, yes, absolutely, we have to do this. So we've made a play that's very personal and intimate and funny and heartbreaking at the same time, that's not particularly science-based, but that really came out of our passion for collaborations with scientists.
Well, with people living longer, and so many of those of us who are upper middle-aged.
Oh, thank you. I like that.
I like that.
It sounds
that
very classy.
Too. I thought so.
I'm with
thank you. Actually, I think you're a few years behind me, Carolyn, but many of us are facing the sad situation of watching our parents in decline. But this play contains a lot of humor.
Absolutely.
And so it's not just, you know, a medical pamphlet about the tragic things you see.
Please, no.
No, not at all. No, it's a very funny play.
How do you do that? How do you put humor into Alzheimer's?
Well, first of all, if you can't laugh, I think there's even a book by that name about, so, you know, sometimes you have to laugh, whatever, about experiencing this. But no, I mean, there's humor in every situation. There is humor in every Shakespeare tragedy. You're not going to put this together without the full range of emotion. And you're not going to live through it without the full range of emotion. If you receive a diagnosis of cancer, dementia, anything, and you wake up every day and don't find an opportunity to laugh, I mean, you might as well just throw in the towel. So I think there have been plenty of opportunities for joy and laughter in my personal life, in my personal journey with my mom. And then also in the play, one of the things that's really fun is that Steve Yockey is funny.
And this is the playwright.
The playwright, yes. And what he did with the source material that he received, including stories from my life, is he gave them to and made them fully the property of this amazing character named Vivian Avery, who has very strong opinions about life.
Apparently, she's a Southerner.
She is a Southerner, and she has sort of those nerves of steel, heart of gold, and really biting wit that I think we all recognize and love. And so I think she's delightful. I think she's truly funny, and I think that she brings the audience into her confidence, so they become sort of, I don't know, guests at a really, really exceptional cocktail party or something along those lines.
Now, is Vivian the patient?
She is the daughter of.
Oh,
she is the
daughter of.
Okay. So her mother is dealing with dementia. She's very careful not to say that her mother is suffering from dementia. And I think that that's a really important distinction. And it's also out in the literature and in the world right now. So many people, especially early in the diagnosis, you know, if I get diagnosed with dementia in 20 years, I'm not going to consider myself to be suffering from it. I'm going to consider myself to be living with it. And I've even heard people use the phrase living well with dementia. And I think that that's vital. It's important. It doesn't just come up and 3 months later, you're gone. You have years, maybe decades of life left after you receive a diagnosis. So the question is, how do we live with dementia? How do we fold these people into our communities? How do we allow people to still be vibrant and active and present? And Vivian is grappling with those questions in this play. She's not just, occasionally she'll drop into, well, she has a line where she says, sometimes when I'm particularly willing to feel sorry for myself, you know, but that is the exception to the rule for Vivian. She's very interested in how to make this an experience that validates her mom all the way to the end. And I love that.
And she's absolutely determined not to be sentimental and not to be a victim, which is, you know, of course, at times a struggle, but that's one of the things that makes her such a wonderful character.
And that enables elderly people, or in the case of Alzheimer's, sometimes they're not so old, but enables people with the affliction to maintain their dignity.
Absolutely, which is essential.
We're talking with Ariel Fristo, the director, and actor Carolyn Cook. They're part of the Out of Hand and Actors Express production of Blackberry Winter. You're listening to City Lights on WABE Atlanta. We'll be back in just a moment. You're listening to City Lights. I'm Lois Reitzes. So glad to be here with director Ariel Fristo and actor Carolyn Cook. We're talking about Steve Yockey's play Blackberry Winter, which is being performed at Actors Express through November 22nd. During the original workshop of the play last year, I understand that members of the Alzheimer's community, if you will, were invited to attend. What was the result of that experience?
Well, one of the things that was really helpful about that workshop is that we were presenting a draft of the script. The script has been tightened up since then. And we wanted to hear back from people in the community about whether or not the characters' experiences reflected accurately what was going on in other people's lives and how well the play related to people's hearts, as Ariel so beautifully said, how well does it relate to the heart of our community? And so we got some really, really great feedback from that. And then Steve took that and used it to help sort of shape the play, bring his chisel back to the block of marble, or, you know, however you want to look at it. It was wonderful.
Tell us about the title.
Okay, so Blackberry Winter is a phrase that I was not familiar with before this, but it's sort of the opposite of Indian summer, so it means a cold snap or a snap of frost that happens in the spring after the flowers have already come out on the trees that may or may not kill the flowers. So it's a late cold snap.
Something prophetic in there. Both the plays that are being performed at Actors Express now, Blackberry Winter and The Thrush,
and the Woodpecker
being performed in repertory. These are part of the National New Play Network Rolling World Premieres. What is that network, and how does that program help the life of these plays in 1 minute or less?
Okay, yeah. This is our first experience with the National New Play Network. Consortium of theaters around the country that are dedicated to developing and producing new plays. So it's this wonderful organization that helps theaters do that in many ways. And one of the biggest ones is the Rolling World Premiere. So they actually help theaters who want to sign on all do one Rolling World Premiere together. And this play, our first with them, is the largest Rolling World Premiere in their history. So there are actually 7 theaters around the country that are producing Blackberry Winter this year.
That is fantastic. Congratulations to you. Now, will you perform? Will it be the Atlanta cast performing in the other places?
No, that's what's so beautiful about the Rolling World Premiere. A lot of times what happens is a playwright will write a play and get it produced somewhere. And then what's really hard is to get that second production at another theater in another city with another cast. And NNPN, the National New Play Network, helps overcome that by creating this Rolling World Premiere. So these are actually independent productions of the play. It's not a tour. It is the play being produced by different theaters in different cities. And I'm so excited that so many different people are going to get to embody Vivian, because I just love her.
This is fantastic. Thank you both so very much. My guests were Ariel Fristo and Carolyn Cook. Ariel directs and Carolyn stars in Blackberry Winter, a co-production of Out of Hand Theater and Actors Express. It's playing at Actors Express through November 22nd. We'll post this interview along with a link to more information about the production later today at wabe.org/citylights. Thank you again.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.